to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, and this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about things that bring us joy, with stress and things going on in the world, what brings us happiness during the day, things to look forward to, and everything around that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. All right, so tell me something, aside from your stuffed animals back here, that makes you happy.
Something that makes me happy is looking forward to things. Like, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I love Thanksgiving. I love the Thanksgiving food we make.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I always look forward to. So that's something that brings me joy thinking about, that's coming up soon, and I know will bring me joy when it happens.
What's your favorite thing on the Thanksgiving table?
Okay, that's a hard question.
But you and Mom for the past few years have been making vegan Thanksgiving. So
I have to say the Mushroom Wellington.
Mushroom Wellington. And I think it could go on anybody's Thanksgiving table.
And it's not like, oh, it's mushrooms. It's vegan. It's good. Like,
it is very good.
Don't
knock it till you rock it.
So many people think, oh, it's mushrooms. It's like vegetables. It's good.
It is good.
It's good.
It is good. Something these days has been making me happy. Well, today I was happy that I finished my book.
Awesome. And that's a great like goal you had.
Exactly.
And you accomplished it.
Exactly. And I'm looking forward to my next book and picking it out. And so I'll probably pick one out and then start it depending on how Tuesday goes. We'll see. We'll see what state of mind I'm in to sit down and read. But I've been enjoying fiction stories and some historical fiction stories, like, as you say, that reading provides you with an escape. So I've been allowing myself for the past few years, been reading a lot of books of just taking myself to another place.
Yeah, something going along with that, like, you finish something. I finished my independent reading storyboard for school, and I had to finish that soon, so I'm happy I finished that. Because that was that easy.
Right, being able to check something off a list.
Yeah, check something off a list.
Yeah, it does. It can bring you that type of satisfaction.
I finished 3-week quizzes and tests, 3 weeks at school.
Okay.
And going along with that, school brings me joy.
Which is so nice to be able to say. So tell me a few things in school that are bringing you joy.
I like lunch because I can hang out and recess, because I can hang out with all my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I can like play fun games and stuff like that.
A lot of Foursquare these days?
A lot of Foursquare.
Yeah. I remember those days. A lot of Foursquare.
let's see. All my subjects are just fun. Like,
you've just... Not like... Enjoying it.
Yeah, like enjoying it. Like, fun meaning enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing that you're walking into during the day that has you feeling, oh.
Yeah.
That's a really good feeling to have.
Like, I mean, sometimes you're like, I still have last period to go.
Sure, understandable.
But like, you're not like, no, I can't stand this subject. I don't want it ever again.
Right.
Like, not like that.
That's a good feeling. That's a good feeling to have. Certain things that make me happy are like feeling appreciated by friends and family. When friends reach out just to say hello, because I'm pretty proactive that way of keeping in touch with a lot of different friends and family too. When someone reciprocates and reaches out first, or not just first, just because, or out of the blue, just to say, hey, just want to see how you are, because not everything needs a 30-minute conversation.
Yeah.
It's just nice to be able to say, like, instead of just writing a text that says, hi, it's saying, hey, I was thinking about you today, or this made me think about you, hope it's a good day.
Like,
I like it. That makes me feel good.
I have this one friend. She usually texts me sometimes. Mm-hmm. She'll just say hi, nothing else.
She usually texts me sometimes.
Oh, so she sometimes texts me.
There you go.
She'll start to text me, just say hi.
Mm-hmm.
And then I respond, hi, and then with something else. Like a question, and I tell her something too. Like something I did, and maybe I'll ask her, how was your day, or something like that. And I'll tell her, I don't know, like what I did today or something. But usually I'm the one to reach out. So a few days ago, it was nice when she said hi, and then she sent me like this little happy Halloween message.
That's awesome.
Like, she added something else on.
Yeah.
And like, that made me happy because I had something else she told me something, so now I have something else to tell her.
Exactly. And there's,
yeah.
It is.
So, like, that was a little thing that made me happy.
I agree. And there are these little things that I always say, if you're thinking about some, not everything has to be some grand gesture.
No.
You can just pick up the phone and call your grandparents or a friend just to say, hey, I only have 2 minutes, but just want to say hi and hear about your day. Or tell you or tell you about this one thing that happened to me today. These things really matter and can help you feel better about yourself and certainly help others as well.
Or maybe, like, some things, like, I know there's some things that, like, people say, like, I don't have time for because of, like, this. Like, let's say you don't have, like, 5 minutes to send a text. Like, maybe, like, you're slow or something. I don't know. Like, there's other ways that you can do something. Like, maybe send a shorter text and just, like, say something and say, I'll call you back later. Or
right.
Something, or voice text it or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
I think we should do a whole episode. Let me move this camera a little bit. I think we should do a whole episode on text communication now that, like, you text from an iPad at home and how all of that works.
I have, like, you text from a phone, of course.
Right, exactly.
I have friends who text from Apple Watches.
Right, we should talk about, like, how text communication works,
yep.
Expectations.
That's a good topic.
How to carry on a text conversation. As they say in the business world, let's put a pin in it. And come back to that, which drives me nuts. But yeah, that does. I
don't get that saying.
You put a pin in it, and, like, you put it up on a board, put a pin in it, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
I think a lot of the business speak is nonsense.
Anyway,
I get great joy out of seeing clients succeed, like on television or whatever they're doing, having a good time and feeling good about what they're doing. Or working towards something.
Yeah.
That brings me great joy.
Something else was, like, the NBA season just started and fantasy starts, so, like, our fantasy draft, mm-hmm. and just watching games on TV with you and just, like, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, like, season, I don't know how many months is it, like?
The season?
Yeah, like 8?
Yeah, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. So that's about 7. 6.5. And then if your team keeps playing, May, June.
Okay, so we'll say it's, like, 8.
Mm-hmm.
So
long time.
Yeah, but just watching on TV those games, like, I'm not watching every single game, but, like, I'll watch, like, little bits of them or see highlights. Like, that brings me joy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you tell me about this player on our fantasy team did great last night or stuff like that, like, in the morning when I find out about that stuff.
Yeah, and it is, I know it's not always easy, but it's important to not lose sight of the things that have brought you joy.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this before, of not allowing other things, just because they happen in the moment, just to completely take over what may have been an otherwise just amazing, like, a day full of great things.
Yeah.
So, and that's not easy to do. It's just something to always to continue to work on. It also brings me great joy to see you every morning. It brings me great joy to, like, I really enjoy sitting down to dinner together, which we do, I'd say, 95% of the nights.
And how we all eat together.
Exactly. Brings me great joy and be able to say goodnight and see you first thing in the morning and make you breakfast and like, cheers at dinner, all three of us. Mm-hmm. That stuff really brings me a ton of joy that, you know, I never would have. I never would have experienced if I wasn't a father. Yeah. So you have a lot to do with that. And I know we drive each other nuts sometimes.
Sometimes.
I know we do. But also know that I'm working on things. I know you're working on things. But you bring me great joy. So that's helpful. What else in your world? Anything you're reading these days?
Just reading any books, like reading new books.
What are you reading?
I just finished like 7 books, but I was reading a Charlie Thorne, that series,
mm-hmm.
by Stuart Gibbs. Top-notch mystery series.
Okay.
It was really good. A lot of suspense, action. So if you like that stuff, it's a good book.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I think that was it.
Yeah.
I've been reading, yeah.
Okay. I also, what brings me joy, I know that we were laughing about it today that we heard Christmas music and it's not Thanksgiving yet. And yeah. I don't think it should start until after Thanksgiving. But getting closer to the holidays in New York mm-hmm. brings me joy because so many people from around the world come to New York for yeah. the holidays as their destination. And it's a yeah. big trip and they're celebrating. And that brings me joy. I like seeing other people so happy
yeah.
and enjoying what we get to be around every day.
Yeah. Something else, this is going to sound really funny to people who are listening and watching.
Okay.
Is something that brings me joy is seeing the pig who lives in the neighborhood around my school. It has an owner and it walks it. There's a pig.
I don't know if I have a photo of it on my phone to add into this.
I think you did.
I know, but I think I may have deleted it, but I'll go back and look.
Yeah.
It's this huge black pig.
And it's
on a leash.
It's funny to see it, but it brings me a lot of joy when I do because it reminds me of the book Mercy Watson,
mm-hmm.
where the pig likes buttered toast.
Which is a good book for what age? Like,
3, 4, 5? I don't know.
Well, no.
No, not 3, sorry.
5, 6, 7? Well, there's different levels.
Oh, yeah, there's different levels in the books. Yeah.
So whether you're going to read to a child or it's a
good... Well, if you're reading to a child, I would say like 4, 5. Mm-hmm. They're reading it themselves, maybe like 5, 6.
6, 7. Yeah, I agree.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about it like different because you used to read them to me.
Right.
So I wasn't technically reading the book.
I guess not. I don't remember. Anyway, but the fact is there are a lot of things that can bring joy in an otherwise extremely stressful... intense time.
Yeah.
And we should always try to lean on each other and the mm-hmm. people we love to provide that joy.
Yeah. And also, if there's anything that brings you joy, we would love to hear. So just like you can rate, review on Apple Podcasts and just send us a little note. Tell us just one thing that brings you joy in your day to day, happened in your week, anything. It can be small, big, whatever.
Right, so that's the easiest thing to do in the Apple Podcast reviews. When you click 5 stars when you're listening on Apple, then you click write a review and the subject line you just write brings me joy or things that bring me joy or episode about joy and then just type that in and then you're good to go. Or you can subscribe on YouTube and then leave them in the comments there.
Yeah.
Spotify. Yeah. Which would bring us joy.
Yeah, it would bring us joy. To hear what brings you joy.
Agreed. All right. I love you.
Love you.